The State Department of Transportation had previously announced preliminary plans to close 16 satellite DMV sites as a trade-off for expanding hours at other locations. Critics blasted the move, saying it could potentially disenfranchise people who would no longer have a DMV nearby. State Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb says this new plan maintains service everywhere.
We listened to those concerns that we received from the legislature, and essentially the plan that you see before you maintains DMV service at every site where it previously existed.
No hours will be cut at satellite DMV centers, and hours will be expanded at larger centers. Gottlieb says it will be more expensive, though he didn't give a dollar figure. Fort Atkinson Assembly Democrat Andy Jorgensen stood to lose a center in his district under the DOT's preliminary plan. He was pleased the administration changed course.
Well, I'm happy that they made the right decision. You don't come out with the most restrictive voter ID law in the country and then start shutting down DMV sites, the place you get a voter ID from, just before this law is enacted.
While Jorgensen's local concerns have been addressed, he says there's still work to do to make sure people can access DMVs. For example, he says other states that have photo ID laws have several DMVs with weekend hours, something not common in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.